A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, it's fascinating as you look at, and the one area that we really haven't covered this morning yet, and we'll do it in this hour. We are gauging your reaction to the Robert Mueller report, which has not in total been released to the public, and which can't by law. I mean, there's stuff that's got, all kinds of grand jury testimony, intel that would violate sources and methods. So that stuff may never come out, and that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. Democrats are saying we want everything. We want not just the summary or the findings. We want everything. But you know what we haven't talked about is the role of the media in all of this. There have been thousands of stories done by cable news, the nightly news, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, all of this, saying that the president committed treason. We went back through just some of the headlines. We just went through some of the headlines in newspapers around the country. Everybody from Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone's Mike Taibbi writes, quote, Russiagate may have destroyed the media's reputation forever. There needs to be a reckoning for the deceitful reporting. Man, this here are some of the headlines over the last 2 years that the fake news media has made out to be real stuff, when it turns out, it hasn't been true. Here's some of it. The end game. Mueller is telling us he's got Trump on collusion. This is from the Washington Post. Trump just colluded with Russia openly. Jim Sciutto of CNN, CNN.com. U.S. investigators corroborate some aspects of the Russia dossier. That's been proven to be a lie. Trump aides were in constant touch with senior Russian officials during the campaign. And that is from CNN as well. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed's always good. BuzzFeed claimed that Mueller possessed evidence that the president personally directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress, a claim that Mueller's team then had to publicly say was incorrect. I mean, you can go through this. Email pointed Trump campaign to WikiLeaks documents. I mean, I've got headlines all over the place. ABC News had to pull back. No, seriously. In fact, they ended up parting ways with Brian Ross because of this, of stuff that was just flat out wrong. Wrong. Let's get to your phone calls. And by the way, we are still looking for one Democrat, just one, it'll only take one, who is willing to come on the air, who's willing to call me at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And admit that all of the rhetoric, all of the headlines, all of the stories were wrong. Now, if you want to add to that, we're sorry. And to all the people like Hope Hicks and others that had to lawyer up and spend tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars on attorneys, that we're sorry, that would be fine. But we're not demanding that we get an apology. Simply, we were wrong about that. Is there anybody on the Democrat side that disagrees with the following statement? The release of the Mueller report was a total vindication of the President of the United States. Do you honestly believe, as does Robert Mueller, that there was no Russian collusion on the part of the president or his campaign? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been watching cable news the last 24 hours. I stayed up till about, 2:30 in the morning watching. And I must tell you, I can't find Democrats that are willing to do this. Not David Axelrod, not any of these guys. I've watched CNN, I've watched MSNBC, and they all say with a straight face, well, there was no Russian collusion. But they don't say they were wrong. I wish at least one Democrat would call me, and we've screened, how many have we screened now? We've screened about 40 people. And I can't find anybody from the Democrat side that would agree with what you've heard here on this show, that there is no evidence of Russian collusion and that the fake news media got it way wrong. Anybody out there? And by the way, I'm not saying that Republicans should take a victory lap, because we had some guys that did some really bad stuff. Manafort, but his stuff was, tax evasion and stuff like that. I'm talking about stuff that dealt with Russian collusion. Anybody out there that will admit that they and their friends in the fake news media were flat out wrong? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Steve. Oh, and by the way, the phone number 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Steve in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning to you. Listen, I didn't need the Mueller report to know that Trump was innocent. I've known this from the beginning. There was a few reasons why Trump became president. He didn't need the help of the Russians. Number one, the people in this country were sick and tired of 8 years from Obama, who I think maybe is the worst president in modern time. Number two, Trump out-hustled her on the campaign trail. And number three, a lot of people didn't like Hillary. She was an awful candidate. So Mr. Trump, who I love, did not need any help from the Russians. The American people wanted a change, and they didn't want a horrible candidate like Hillary.
And by the way, Hillary really was a horrible candidate. Nah, Steve, you're right. They picked. Now, would Bernie have been any better? I don't think so. I think Bernie was a flawed candidate too. But Hillary, I honest to God believe that Hillary thought that this was going to be a coronation rather than an election. She totally misfigured the Electoral College. And as we say, she didn't go to Michigan and Ohio and some of these places in the Rust Belt. And what did the president do? I was a part. I was blessed to be a part of the final weeks of the campaign where the president was doing 2 and 3 and 4 and sometimes 5 events in one day. He would fly into an airport hangar and do an event in front of 10,000 people. No, I hosted, I emceed the final Vegas rally, which was about, I think, 3 or 4 days before Election Day. And we did it down the Venetian. We had, what did we have, 8,000-9,000 people? It was incredible. And what was Hillary doing? Nothing. No, Steve, you're right. The president didn't need the help of the Russians. And everybody always points to that piece of sound where the president said, and by the way, to the Russians, when you find the 33,000 missing emails from Hillary, let me know. That wasn't enlisting the help of the Russians. I mean, it's just bizarre. When we come back, I'll let you hear from Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is now the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Now that we have the Mueller report, what's next? And is impeachment still on the table? Spoiler alert. You got to believe it. You got to believe it is. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by Committee to Elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane. Fire in your belly. Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. Try it for lunch today on East Flamingo at Pecos. We're going to get to your wall-to-wall free-for-all calls coming up bottom of the hour. If you want to talk about this, you can call me right now. Your reaction to what you saw and heard over the weekend relative to the Robert Mueller report. Adam Schiff was on with Margaret Brenna. It's cut 8, by the way. And I know that there's going to be a spoiler alert here that you know, you can essentially assume what you're going to hear, but it's a little different. This was Adam Schiff. He is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee and was on Face the Nation with Margaret Brenna on CBS. And the question was, is impeachment on the minds of Democrats? And of course, the obvious answer is, of course.
It took Bob Mueller 2 years to come to these conclusions, and there were no indictments related yet to conspiracy with Russia. What is it that your committee can find? Because many will look at this and just say Democrats are purely focused on impeachment. Is that the end game?
That's not the end game. I think the speaker's made very clear that in the absence of very compelling evidence, that there isn't going to be an impeachment. But one of the reasons why it's so important that this underlying evidence be shared with Congress is that so we don't have to reinvent the wheel, so that we don't have to go through all the same interviews as Bob Mueller. And indeed, there is some evidence in the possession of the Justice Department that the Congress can't get any other way. They've seized hard drives, for example, reportedly from search warrants executed on Roger Stone, other materials from search warrants on Paul Manafort. We can't get much of that information except through the department. So if there's an interest, and we certainly have one in Congress, in an expeditious investigation in Congress, that information will allow us to do that. I want to say this, too, that our obligation is not the same as Bob Mueller's, which is to decide who to prosecute. Our obligation is to find the facts, make them clear to the American people, take corrective action, protect the country, particularly if there's evidence that the president is somehow compromised by a hostile power.
Okay. Now, you knew, you know, that was coming. Or did you? No, you didn't? Oh. The one area that we really have not talked about, you and me today, is the role of the media. The media, the fake news media, has egg on its face. You know, all the people that are saying, oh, my God, the president committed treason. Oh, my God. Members of his family are going to jail. They're going to be perp walked out of the White House. They were wrong. And by the way, we have gone an hour and 22 minutes since I made the request for one Democrat to admit that all these members of the fake news media, all these fellow Democrats, were wrong. Now, what I loved was watching the lamestream media, the fake news media, trying to make the best of this whole thing, this whole Robert Mueller deal. And I don't know if you saw it, like when you were away from the tournament. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, these members of the media were trying to make the most of it. Brett Hume today on Fox News, I think, said it best. He said, you know, in my 50 years in the business, this is the worst example of journalism I think I have ever seen. And he's right. I haven't been around as long as Brit Hume, but I'll tell you this. It is a horrible, horrible example of the fake news media and how they, you know, they got the election of 2016 wrong. There is no path for the president or for Donald Trump to get to 270. He got to 306, I think, instead. That's essentially what happened. Fake news media, David Gergen, David Axelrod, all these people got it wrong. And now they have gotten it wrong again. And that's what's so sad about this. I don't have time to get to Brian Stelter. But Brian Stelter is the media critic for CNN. And he, like everybody else at CNN, got this whole thing wrong. These are the same people, the same talking heads that had a serious error in judgment. And yet they don't come out and they don't apologize. I guarantee you, if you watch Sean Hannity tonight, he will have montage after montage after montage. It may take up 35, 40 minutes of talking heads in the fake news media who simply, well, just got it wrong. The same way they got it wrong when it comes to, you know, the election, Robert Mueller, lying to Congress, all of this stuff. They've gotten it wrong time and time again. Stay right where you are. No, don't you move. Don't you move. Here's the number. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. If you don't want to talk about this, that's fine. We'll talk about something else. We'll talk about what matters to you. Call me now, 844-2-NEVADA. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us what you want to talk about. That's all next, live and local, now.
She's walking out the door like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her way?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. I want you to hear, we have not talked about, it's kind of the one element of this whole Robert Mueller thing, because one of the unindicted co-conspirators in all of this with the fake news media has been the collaboration of the fake news media. I mean, they've been front and center attacking the president on a daily, sometimes an hourly basis. He's guilty of treason. He and his family are going to jail. And the fact is, it turns out, there is no evidence of Trump or Trump campaign collusion. But the media, fake news media, still can't let this go. This was Brian Stelter yesterday defending CNN and other fake news media after the end of the Mueller investigation. This is cut six yesterday on CNN.
I know people like to mock cable news in moments like this. It's an easy punchline, right? We are kind of standing by to find out what the news is going to be, waiting for AG Barr to tell us something. But that does have value, too. It gives you a place to go, a place to turn to, a recognition that you're not the only one who wants to know. Me, I rearranged my plans so I can be close to a TV all day today with the hope that we're going to get some news from Barr by the end of the day. This country needs to know what Mueller found. And needs to know what he didn't find. And I think all of us as news citizens, news consumers, need to make sure our tuners work so we can distinguish between what is true and what is news versus what is wishful thinking, speculation, opinion. We need to distinguish between what has happened, what has actually happened, and what might happen. So don't be fooled by the partisans who cherry pick the worst mistakes of individual journalists or the craziest ideas from commentators and claim that's the entire media. It's not. We're waiting for the facts, because here is what I know. I mean, you're going to hear this from the right for the next days and weeks to come, that the press has basically made all of this up to take down President Trump. But the press is just following a trail that Trump created. He has proven time and time again that he cannot be trusted. He is so dishonest that even America's allies don't know what to believe. He is so unpredictable that his aides sometimes don't know what to say or how to respond. That's the crucial context for whatever comes next. Maybe every time he said no collusion, like more than 231 times so far, maybe every time he said no collusion, he was telling the truth. Maybe that's what Mueller found. If so, that would be a relief for the country. But Trump's daily deceptions have given this country ample reason to be suspicious. That is why there is so much noise. News coverage doesn't happen in a vacuum. Reporters don't ask questions for no good reason. Speculation doesn't happen in a vacuum. So let's hope real investigating and real research and real reporting can lead us out of this. The name Mueller has come to mean a lot of things. Hopefully it means truth.
What a crock! Oh, okay, so it's the president's fault because he has been fast and loose sometimes with the truth, that's the reason we had to go through 2 years and $25 million and indictments and, armed raids, military-style raids on Roger Stone and others, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, 5:30 in the morning. Is that why we've had to go through this, just because the president sometimes is fast and loose with the truth? And by the way, they have it at 231. I've got it at 235 times the president has declared there's no Russian collusion. I don't know who is the final official arbiter. One of the things we're going to do in this half hour, we've talked a lot, and I told one of our associate producers, Tracy Brigida, over the weekend, I said, hey, Monday is going to be all about Robert Mueller. And I think I sent that out before Robert Mueller made the declaration or handed over the report. But I'll tell you this. What happened over the weekend was a major victory for the president. But what does it mean for America? Unfortunately, I don't think, could be wrong, I don't think this chapter is over. I don't think the Democrats are going to let this chapter in American history be over. I'm sorry, but I just don't think there are too many people that hate this president. They hate it that Hillary didn't win. They hate it that the WikiLeaks emails came out and exposed these awful, you know, the simple truth that Donna Brazile and others within the Democrat Party were conspiring against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary. They didn't like that. They didn't want their dirty little secrets coming out. Anyway, I have diverted just a bit, and I apologize, but I had to get that out. You know what we do? It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, and you tell us what it is you want to talk about. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about maybe last week before. Our lines were jammed. You couldn't get through, and you want to express yourself. Call me right now. First-time callers. If you're a first-time caller, you let Jameson know. Jameson will whisper it in my ear. I will then blab it to everybody. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. It's really simple. Now, I've got great news. It's one of the biggest Clark County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinners that I can remember, gosh, in a long time. Guess who the guest speaker is going to be? And by the way, this is on a day when the president's in town. No, it's not the president. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott. I can give you my history with Greg Abbott. And by the way, the dinner itself is Saturday, April 6th at TI, at Treasure Island Hotel and Casino. That's 3300 Las Vegas Boulevard. There's a VIP reception and dinner package. There's a dinner-only package and a no-host bar cocktail reception at 6 p.m. The dinner itself is at 7 p.m. But it's coming up. Keynote speaker, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott, former attorney general. And I'm going to tell you, he is an amazing, amazing human being. He's confined to a wheelchair. But he has risen in Texas politics. And by the way, it ain't easy. He was attorney general under no less than Rick Perry. And he ended up succeeding Rick Perry. But this was a guy that when I was working in San Antonio, he would always, always come on the radio with me. There are a lot of, Brian Sandoval. Has Brian Sandoval been on even once? I think he was on once, maybe. But this guy's just an amazing individual. He has fought. He was out there front and center, and he was doing his level best to fight the Obama administration on so many fronts, immigration and others. This is a guy that's not afraid to think about how we can make Texas better. And maybe one day he'll be running for president. Don't know. But an incredible guy. Keynote speaker. Again, the Clark County Republican Party Lincoln Day dinner. I think it's their biggest since I've lived here. I moved here in 2011. But it's Treasure Island, Saturday, April 6th. The reception at 6 p.m., dinner at 7 p.m. And anybody that's anybody in Clark County politics will be there. And there'll be a lot of state people there as well. So just make sure, if you don't have tickets, go to the Clark County Republican Party website, and they'll take care of you. Is that okay? You can purchase tickets online at www.eventbrite.com/E/CCRP-Lincoln Day Dinner Tickets. My advice, go to Eventbrite. You'll find it. And you can be a part of the fun. More on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's all coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation of a suburb, and since it's such a nice day,
go topless.
With 20 tons of pebbles loaded, what's the worst that could happen? Me
and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that.
Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Allpolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, the president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas at 7770 Dean Martin Drive. Check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, enjoy food station pairings, and learn about the amazing work the Rotary does in our community. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Tickets are just $60. Proceeds will stay right here in Southern Nevada and benefit community organization partners. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com. And I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up on Live and Local Now, just so you know, we'll be checking in with Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, for those of you that don't know, is now the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. We'll let you hear what I would call before and after the way he's talked in the last couple of years. And the way he's talking now, after release of this Robert Mueller report, it's a little bit of a different deal. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Paul?
Well, I wanted to let your listeners know, this is according to the Washington Post. The date is March the 23rd, 2019. There was another massacre. And everybody's probably saying, well, where? I didn't hear anything. 115 people were murdered in a village in central Mali by Muslim extremists. The village name, and I'm going to spell it, O-G-O-S-S-O-G-O-U, Agasagu. I'll say that's the name. Now, how were they killed? Everybody's probably saying a massacre must have been with a gun, just to show how you're conditioned. Turns out, ladies and gentlemen, they were hacked to death.
With blades? With
women,
blades?
And children. With blades.
Oh, my God.
All unarmed. Now, the point I want to make is, if it's not done with a gun, then the outrage doesn't reach the rest of the world, which basically proves there's an agenda to disarm armed populaces anywhere on the globe, or else this would be receiving outrage everywhere, and most of your listeners, probably all of them, don't even know that it happened.
Well, so by the way, Paul, parenthetically, 99% of our audience could not point to Mali on a map.
Yep. And guess what? I'm not exactly sure where it is either.
And I'm in that group.
Okay. So we now have, I want to see now if the Muslim community, these were probably Christians, can't prove it, but I want to see now if the Muslim community will come and join with those individuals there like the Christians did with the Muslims in New Zealand and condemn this. I'm waiting.
Good point. Can I tell you something? And this is weird that after the New Zealand killings, there was a hue and cry worldwide, and it was but the Mali killings. First of all, people don't know. And by the way, I'm as guilty as anybody. Sorry, I would flunk the test. Point to Mali on the map, on the globe. And unfortunately, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I promised I would give you a before and after. This is cut 7 of Adam Schiff. You're going to see a lot of Adam Schiff in the coming weeks. He is demanding, and in fact, he may end up subpoenaing Robert Mueller and his report and try and introduce it into the congressional record. But I want you to listen to the difference. This is Adam Schiff, cut 7, both before the Mueller findings and after the Mueller findings. This was yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Now, that's a different statement than saying that there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt of a criminal conspiracy. Bob Mueller will have to determine that. On the issue of collusion, the reality is that there is ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, and it has been for a very long time.
Mueller does not think there is a criminal conspiracy on this front. Does it hurt your case?
No, as I said, I have great confidence in Bob Mueller's judgment as to who should be prosecuted or who should not. We're going to have to wait to see the report, and that report needs to be made public ASAP, so we can evaluate the body of evidence on the issue of conspiracy and look at why Bob Mueller decided not to indict. Now, vis-a-vis the president, Bob Mueller can't indict the president. So the fact there are no future indictments either on conspiracy or obstruction of justice doesn't tell us about the quantum of evidence. So I think we need to wait to see the report, but I also think the AG needs to make that report publicly available. The special counsel spent 2 years almost investigating this. The public has a right to know and a need to know so that we don't have to ask questions about what the evidence was on either of these core subjects of his investigation.
So there you have it. Let's see. There was evidence of collusion in plain sight. Now that we know that Robert Mueller has said there is no evidence of either presidential or president campaign evidence of either collusion or obstruction of justice. And by the way, this is going 2 hours and 20 some odd minutes. And there's no Democrat willing to stand up and willing to say, well, you know, we screwed up. We wasted $25 million and 2 years of government time looking at Russian collusion. I must tell you, and I tweeted out last night, and it was a pretty simple tweet. And it simply said something along the lines of, it turns out the president told us the truth about Russian collusion. And I ended it by saying, thank you, Mr. President, for telling us the truth. I thought what has happened has been amazing. The last 24 to 48 hours has been illuminating. I'm going to tell you something. 63 million people voted for Donald J. Trump. And the president has done so many good things. We're going to be able to thank him. He's coming to town April 6th. And he's going to be speaking to, I believe, a Jewish group here in Las Vegas. But I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have a chance to thank him. This president has done everything that he has promised, short maybe the wall. But the president has, as you know, a lot of people run for public office, and they don't fulfill their campaign promises. In some cases, they run away from their campaign promises. But this president has done everything. And now we're finding out that on the most important issue of his presidency, that he told the truth. That this president is not guilty of collusion. That this president is not guilty of obstruction of justice. Think about that for a minute. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. Have we already come to the end of 3 hours? Oh, my gosh. That's going to just about do it for today. We will tee it up tomorrow. Now, Congress back in session. They're done with their recess. I thought kids had recess. I thought school-age children had recess. It looks like grown adults have recess, too. It's called the U.S. Congress. But they're back. We'll find out what they have to say about the Mueller report and what is the next step. We'll do that and more coming up. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.